knock on our door.
Come knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Thank you for knocking on our door, and welcome to the Regal Beagle Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the much-loved television sitcom Three's Company. Here we review and discuss each and every Three's Company episode, covering all 8 seasons in chronological order. My name is Danko Jones, and joining me today, yet again, for another week, is my cousin Cameron. Cameron, how are you doing this week?
I'm great. I'm doing really well.
Last week, you kind of semi-enjoyed the episode, which was Larry Loves Janet. Let's find out what you think of this week's episode, Season 4, Episode 16, Mighty Mouth. It aired January 15th, 1980, directed by Dave Powers. We are now in the 80s. Written by Howard Gewirtz and Ian Prazer. Jack tries to pick up a gym instructor, but her brother disapproves. What did you think of Mighty Mouth?
Before we get into the episode, do they even have a landlord anymore?
Yes, again, this episode doesn't have Mr. Furley. Furley, trust me, he is still part of the cast. I still don't know why he's away for so many episodes in a row, but he will reemerge, and maybe you will like it again.
I was waiting. There were so many moments in this episode where I'm like, oh man, Furley's going to bust into the scene, and it's just going to be great. And it never happened.
No, it didn't. But...
but I will say,
yeah,
I this episode, I mean, dare I say it?
Whoa!
This is without any sort of any knowledge on of your feelings of the episode, but I enjoyed this episode.
I love this episode.
I thought that Jack Tripper's, I mean, that was just like from start to finish, like the whole arc of his character in this one episode was fantastic. And I thought the physical comedy was awesome. It was so good.
Yeah, I loved it. He's really coming into his own as a physical comedian with these episodes in season 4. This episode is one of those examples. I thought Shirley was really hot, played by...
But she definitely wasn't 26. I mean,
no.
Unless 26-year-olds looked like that in the 80s.
Maybe, I don't know.
Like, who knows, but that was not a 26-year-old.
Played by Tori Lizdahl. She appeared again as a different character in season 7, spoiler alert. and then she had bit parts, and she hasn't been seen since 86 acting. Bit parts in Dukes of Hazzard, Fantasy Island, Simon and Simon. But that's it. I think everybody knows her. I remember this episode because of Shirley.
Yeah, she definitely was like when she first entered the house, like there was a definite moment. I'm like, okay, you know, she's a babe.
Yeah. And her brother Harvey... and there's no physical resemblance whatsoever, played by Steve Sandor, also a memorable character.
Yeah, definitely memorable, terrible actor.
He was in the original Star Trek series. He had a part there, a guest role. He was in the Superman in the 90s, the TV series in the 90s. Knight Rider, oh, wow. Fall Guy, Hunter, A-Team, and Steve Sandor died last year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, Harvey died last year. So
he's Harvey.
Yeah. Or as Jack says, Mr. Spa.
Mr. Spa. Yes.
Come on.
That was good. I laughed.
So yeah, there's, like you said, like Jack really outdid himself in this episode when he, you know, the muscles ache the next day after the workout. So we see Jack struggling to put on pants when he gets hugged by Shirley, all that stuff. I loved when he was working out, though. when he tries.
I was going to say, like, because he could only do so much. He was sore, and yeah, he did a great job with that. But the just getting taken through the paces by Harvey Spa was great.
It was great, and I loved this one part when he's trying to do the foot lifts.
The leg lift.
Yeah, the leg lifts, and then he goes, "Are you kidding me?" I mean, that's something we all say to ourselves in situations like that.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. I think that's part of it is like, I feel like the writers are, you know, and then I don't know if it's just the show aging, but like everyone has been in that situation where you are because of like a girl, right? You're in some stupid situation where, you know, you don't know how you got there and you're in the middle of trying to figure out what to do, but you're going through it anyways because, you know, in your mind, like, you're working towards something, right? But, like, the whole process is, and, like, we've all sort of had that moment where it's just, like, what is happening? And it was, like, you could see yourself in his shoes in that moment, and it was, like, it was great.
Now, it's interesting. Yeah, sorry. Now, it's interesting that this episode aired in 1980, and it centers around a gym. Now, we all take gyms and health spas and fitness centers for granted these days because they're all over the place. But in 1980, this was before the aerobics craze, the gym craze. And so to put it in perspective, this episode aired 2 years before the Jane Fonda workout pervaded pop culture, 5 years before the movie Perfect, 2 years... 1 year before Olivia Newton-John's song Physical was released, and
right.
3 years before the 20-minute workout that, if you grew up in Toronto, you knew aired on City TV every day. So this is kind of groundbreaking in that way. So it kind of shows just how, not edgy, but at least how, you know, on the cutting edge Three's Company was with fads of the day. And like I've said before, this was kind of the cool, hip show for its generation. So, you know, working out in gyms was this new thing that was only at the time building momentum. It hadn't really, it wasn't everywhere. And yet here it is, you know, on TV in Three's Company. And the gym, I mean, come on, it's as primitive as one can get.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Ahead of its time, as always, Three's Company.
Yes. I mean, it was in terms of even like Jack as a cook and gourmet cooking and French cooking and giving some import to restaurants and fine dining. That wasn't really... That also was something kind of seen from the outside in the late 70s. So, yeah, Three's Company did bring a few things to the table that I guess now with all these, you know, gyms and fine dining all over the place in pop culture, it doesn't stick out as much, but it did. Like it does, you know?
I mean, yeah, for sure. I mean, just the fact that I, you know, seeing the gym as sort of a setting in this episode wasn't surprising, but the fact that it was called a spa first and foremost was kind of more surprising to me. I had never really equated the two, and I guess, you know, that was sort of pre sort of mass market gyms everywhere, right?
Maybe you can get a massage at Harvey's Health Spa. Maybe Shirley would administer the massage, perhaps. I don't know.
Perhaps. I will say I was really fascinated with the sort of like rocking horse bicycle that Chrissy was riding when she was working out.
Right. Yeah, you don't see those in gyms.
Nope, don't see those in gyms anymore.
And also the guy who was working out on the leg press before Jack sat on it, that guy was super out of shape, which is fine. Maybe he just started as well as Jack. But you don't have to give Jack like a condescending shake of the head.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
He wasn't like, having it.
Yeah.
And the guy with the mustache.
Yeah.
Who was spent, the, you know, a good 2-3 minutes just wiping his hands with a towel.
in the back.
Staring Jack down and as he's struggling through these leg presses.
Like, come on, guys.
But that's, I mean, it just made sense, though, because I, you know, I that's it's people like that that keep me away from gyms, you know, now. So it doesn't surprise me that the gym, you know, attracts the type of people like Harvey and the towel guy and the leg press guy. You know, not my scene, not Jack's scene either, clearly.
Yeah, no, I know. My scene, though, I like to condescend.
Yeah, fair.
Another thing that was really super weird was how Janet and Chrissy, in order to, you know, save Jack from Harvey, offered what I thought was an afternoon delight at their place with Harvey, like a three-way almost.
Yeah, that was, again, like, here, what I tried to do based on last week's viewing of the episode was suspend reality for the sake of comedy.
Right.
So it did seem really weird to me, but I mean, not any weirder than other things that I've sort of had to watch.
Fair enough.
I guess, you know, come over for lunch. Like it was obvious based on their language that they, you know, and based on his reaction that they had no intention of eating. But the fact that they would stick their neck out that far for Jack with this guy, I don't know. Like they've let Jack get into worse scenarios before, just for their own, you know, story to laugh at later.
But they both knew that Harvey could kill Jack. I mean,
I guess, yeah.
And Harvey was seen as a hothead too.
That's true. So I did notice the sort of military-esque tattoo on his left arm.
Oh, that's probably Steve Sandor's.
His right arm. Right. But, I mean, in my mind, I'm looking at it and I'm thinking it's late 70s. Maybe he was in Vietnam, you know?
Right, right. Gotcha. Yeah. And do people who really, really work out vigorously drink a dozen eggs in a glass?
A dozen raw eggs in the glass. Yeah, I don't. That's maybe. I don't think that's a. Maybe in the 80s that was a thing.
Don't you get salmonella poisoning though?
Yeah, for sure. That's probably, you know, that's probably not good for you.
Yeah.
It was a good episode. I thought it was, but I think it relied very heavily on Jack, and his phys. I mean, there wasn't really anyone else in the episode that was delivering any sort of laughs. Everyone was just like a tool to help sort of Jack. I think Larry at the end was great. I thought he
yeah, totally
came in right at the right time and had the right things to say.
Yeah,
as always. I don't know. I mean, Larry's stock is rising. Jack's stock is rising. Furley's nowhere to be seen. I just think, I don't know. The show
That would mean the show's stock is rising for you. You just said it.
Yeah. Did I say that?
Yeah, Larry's rising. Jack is even rising. You know, Janet. Is Janet rising?
I mean, Janet, she's kind of, you know, kind of flatlined, and Chrissy's the, you know, one-trick pony, and Lana's gone, and Furley's nowhere to be seen, and I don't know, like...
Once Furley comes
waiting
back...
waiting for Jack and Larry to have their own spinoff.
Yeah, that would have been amazing.
You know?
The bit where they're jogging, that was amazing. We were just
jogging. The jogging was great, and then the jogging shoes, and
it's awesome. Come on.
Yeah, I laughed. I laughed, and you know, I this particular episode, I was watching with my girlfriend was in the room, sort of putzing around and doing other things, right, and at one point she stopped and asked if I liked this episode, because I think she's quite familiar with my general disdain of the show. And I guess I had been laughing more than I, you know, thought I had been.
There you go. There you go.
But I mean, I don't know. Oh, it's just, don't you find it exhausting? I don't know. I feel like I have to like work really hard to watch and like, and laugh, and I just want to like it more. I want to like it as much as you think I should, but I feel like we haven't sort of met that level yet, and I'm scared that we never will.